So last year we did a little shiur on the mitzvos here. So Omer, we talked about missing a night, and if you're not sure if you missed a night, we're going to talk a little bit about what we talked about last year, but kind of take it in a different direction. We'll have there'll be a similar beginning, but very quickly it'll spiral off and kind of take on a life of its own. So the shaila really is as following. Let's say, Rachman al-San, you have a person who knows that he's going in for surgery 3 weeks after the Omer starts. And it's a surgery where the doctor says, you know, he's going to miss, he won't be with it for 24 to 36 hours. So he has a strong chance of missing one day of Sfiras Omer. Could that person start counting Sfiras Omer with a bracha, say a bracha for the first 2-3 weeks of the Omer, and then he knows he's going to miss a night, and then he knows he's going to miss a night, then he's not going to be able to say anymore with a bracha anymore. You know, he won't be able to continue with his mitzvah. That's the question. Or even worse, if God forbid a person is terminally ill, and the doctors are like, he's never going to make it to the end of Sfiras Omer, could he count with a bracha for the first few weeks and count as long as he can, and then... Huh? You're not what?
That you're not of one sect.
Which sect?
Lubavitch.
Why? And then why won't you continue counting if Mashiach comes?
It's going to be things in spheres of Omer.
Why not?
And even so, you don't know what's going to be. The surgery.
The only thing that's going to stay is maybe Pesach. Maybe Pesach.
Doesn't mean we won't count the Omer. Could we still count the Omer?
The surgery may get canceled. The doctor may get something. You know.
Yeah, but then again, you're playing with a bracha levatala perhaps every single day. You know, you have a strong chance that you may not be able to finish the entire sphera, and you're saying a bracha every day.
That's up to God really to decide that.
Okay.
Is it every day?
So that's obviously the first step to understand this a little bit better. But I'm starting with a question, which is not a common question. You know, if a person knows they're going to miss, they know they're going to miss. Could they say sphera somewhere or not? So let's just start all the way at the beginning. With a bracha. I know people who've missed for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden, one year they're like, this is going to be the year. And you know what? They do it. A friend of mine missed for the last 15 years. He never got it. He made a bet with his friend who also hasn't set Sfiras Omer for the last 15 years. Whoever, if you finish, you have to pay the other guy $100. The other guy's got to pay you $100. At the end, that my friend actually won. He got $100 because the other guy didn't end up doing it. Anyway, so where does this start? So the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos on Samach Vava Medaf. The Gemara says, "Guf Amar Abaye says Mitzvah Lemimni Yumo, Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui." There's a mitzvah to count the days of the Yomer, and there's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. Like the pasuk says, "Usvartem Lachami Machras Hashabbos." Whatever you should count, that's counting. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, 7 complete weeks. So there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, and there's a mitzvah to count the days. Amei Mar Mani Yomi, Velo Mani Shvui. Amei Mar just counted the days and not the weeks. Amar Zecha Lamikdashu. He says this reminds us of the Beis Hamikdash. I don't want to go into the sugya exactly what they're talking about, but the portal into this is the Tosfos over there. So Tosfos over there in Maseches Menachos and Avsa Machvava Menachos, Tosfos says like this. He brings a very, very famous shita of the Behag. Behag stands for Baal Hilchos Gedolos. So Tosfos brings an early Rishon. He brings a commentary that says, "Im hifzik yom echa velo siper." If a person misses one full day, 24 hours, and he doesn't count, shuv eino sofer. He no longer continues to count. Why, says the Behag? Mishum deboi timimos. Because you need, like the Patora says, sheva shabbosos timios, 7 complete weeks. This guy no longer has 7 complete weeks. So his stint at Sfiras Omer that year has just come to a crashing halt. That's the opinion of who? The Baal Hilchos Gedolos. But Tosfos says to him, I mean, V'tema Gedolahi. This is a perplexing statement. V'lo yitachein. It's not possible to say like the Behag. So it comes out with a machlokas between the Behag and between Tosfos. The Behag says if you miss a night, there's always next year, like they say in Cleveland. Correct? And then there is the sheet of Tosfos that says, what do you mean? So you missed one night. Continue saying. So what's the machlokas? So the Sefer Achinuch says like this. He says there are those that say if a person forgets to count for one night, they cannot count anymore. Shekulon mitzvah achas hein. Because they understand it, that the whole Sfiras HaOmer is one big, fat, juicy mitzvah with 49 components to it. Therefore, you miss one night, Sfiras HaOmer is over. However, Tosfos argues on that. The rabbis of our generation, says the Chinuch, they're not into that. If a person forgot one day, he could continue to count with the bracha, even though he forgot. So what's the yesod of this machlokas? So initially, most people explain this machlokas between the, although we'll see a very different understanding later, between the Bahag and Tosvos, that the machlokas is what's the mitzvah. The Bahag learns it's one big fat juicy mitzvah. You miss one night, you miss one component, the mitzvah's over. You miss one day counting, you can't count anymore. But Tosfos learns that each day is its own separate mitzvah. So even if you miss the 14th, but if you said the 15th, you get the mitzvah for the 15th. What's the obvious question on the opinion of the Bahag? If you learn it's one big mitzvah, what's the problem? Yes, you should make one bracha. The first night is Sfiras HaOmer, and that's it. Why do you make a bracha each individual night? This is a question that the Brisker Rav in Menachos asks, and he gives a cryptic answer, which I'll tell you what his answer is. But all the way at the end of Mitzvah Shem, if you stay awake and you stay focused, at the end you'll hear a beautiful understanding in why we make a bracha each night according to the Bahag. So Brisker Rav asks this question, and he says, "Hadam evarche b'chol yom. How can we make a bracha every day if it's one mitzvah? Mishum dechein hadim b'chol ha-mitzvos. That's the law by all mitzvos. Kol zman shelo kiyem es kulo. As long as you haven't fulfilled all of it, mevarchin gam achelak mimena. You could also make a bracha on a small part of a mitzvah. I don't know. He doesn't give an example. Says Tony that. So he's saying until you finish the mitzvah, you can make a bracha on each component of the mitzvah. Hello, what? Anyone know an example of it? Not really me. Anyone? Arba kosos. We don't make a bracha on the four cups. Huh? Lighting the menorah. Each mitzvah's day is its own mitzvah. One is the first night. Is night one, night two. So that's what the Brisker Rav says. Cryptic words. It's difficult to understand a little what the Brisker Rav says, but so says the Brisker Rav. La halacha. So what's the halacha lamai? So what are we paskin? So the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch says, Im shachach levark becha me'ayamim. If a person forgets to say, to bake a bracha on one of the days, he forgets to count, then what? He continues counting. However, below bracha. So for sharayamim, below bracha. He continues counting without a bracha. Why is that? Because the Shulchan Aruch is not sure if the halacha is like the Behag or if it's like Tosfos. If the halacha is like Tosfos, you could continue counting with a bracha because each night's a mitzvah. Like the Behag, you can't continue counting at all. She has a great pshara, great compromise. Continue counting. Can't hurt. Don't say a bracha because maybe we hold like the Behag, and if so, you're saying a bracha levatela, you're saying a bracha in vain. So you continue counting, but you don't count with a bracha. I think there's an even easier solution. Find somebody else who's still counting with a bracha and ask that person to be motzi you with your bracha. You don't lose anything. If you can't be yotz anymore, him making a bracha and you answering amen, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like this, you get the bracha and you get the counting. I mean, that's a better solution. I don't know why I don't say that, huh? Oh, then you got, oh, that's right, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about regular people that don't go to Marav every night. That's Phil's pshat. Although there is actually in the postgame discussions about the fact that we say Sfiras HaOmer by Marav, so maybe that makes life a little easier. Huh? Most people do go to Marav. In those days. Okay. Now what happens, says the Mechaber, if you're not sure if you said Sfiras HaOmer? You can continue counting and with a bracha. Again, if you're not sure if you said it, you miss a full 24-hour period. Like, I think I said, I know that someone I don't remember. You could continue counting with a bracha. We explained this between Mincha Marav one night because it's called the Svek Sveika double down. Number one, could be you said it. And even if you didn't say it, but maybe we hold like the opinion that says, like Tosfos, that each night is its own mitzvah. So it's a double down. In halacha, when there's a double doubt, you can be lenient, and therefore you could continue counting with a bracha, so paskets the Shulchan Aruch. Those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, l'chaira, this shiloh that we began with, this question that we began with, if a person knows that they're going to miss a 24-hour period, a 36-hour period, because they have to have surgery or something like that, could they say Sfiras HaOmer? The answer is it depends on the smachlokos, it seems. If you hold like a bahag, no. Because it's not a mitzvah if you miss even one component of the 49 components. You can't start saying with a bracha, now it's a bracha levatala, perhaps. But if you learn, like the opinion of Tosfos, that each night is its own individual mid-bracha, okay, so the guy will get the first 33 days. He won't get the 34th day. He'll get the 35th and on. He gets those brachas, so 48 out of 49. 48 out of 49 ain't a bad percentage. Yeah.
Well,
So I don't remember exactly, but there's a I don't remember what the reason is. No, you only say a night with a bracha, and the next day you don't say with a bracha. Why? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. Okay, I have to look. I'll look it up, and if I remember, I'll say next week. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah writes something well known, and the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says it would be appropriate to hear the bracha from someone else. The Mishnah Berurah does recommend that. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says like this, quite well known words of the Mishnah Berurah. Kimeduma, it would appear to me, first of all, v'nashim v'avadim, women, slaves, peturos mi mitzvah zu, they're exempt from this mitzvah. Davi mitzvah seishas man grama, because it's a time ba mitzvah. The kasev ha-magen Avram, nevertheless, magen Avram writes, miu, however, farshavia alayu chova, women have accepted this mitzvah upon themselves as obligatory. Ukimeduma, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, demedino seinu, in our countries, I'm going to say that's Radin, so Radin is where? White Russia. Lo nagi nashi klalispar. And in our community, there's the Black Sea and White Russia. So in our community, says the Mishnah Berurah, in our communities, the women do not count Tzvir at all. Why? The Kasav B'Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. He writes from a book called Shulchan Shlomo, which was quite before him, Basil and Achron. Dal kapanim lo yivarchu. That even if they count, they shouldn't say a bracha. Why? Dehabevada yitu b'yom echad. They're certainly going to make a mistake in one day. V'gama pirov enem yodim pirashamilos. And they probably don't know what it means anyways. They don't know the definition of the words. Nashim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, number one, women are for sure going to forget anyways one day. And even if they don't forget, but they don't know the translation of the words of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, let's take a step back. We're talking about the times of the Sefer. The Sefer is called the Shulchan Shlomo. I'm going to say mid-1800s, when women didn't know Hebrew. They didn't have yeshivas. They had nothing. Who started this strong educational system for women in Poland, in Lithuania, and Hungary? The Chafetz Chaim. Sarah Schneer came to the Chafetz Chaim, and she said, we have a problem. So many of our girls have no foundation, and they're just going off to Derech with the Haskalah. We need to give them good education. And the Chafetz Chaim said, of course. And he wrote her a letter of recommendation. She also got a letter of recommendation from the Ger Rebbe, Zichron Livracha, and she started her little seminary in Krakow. As a matter of fact, the school I teach at is called Ray Kushner Yeshiva High School, named after Bubby Ray Kushner, the grandmother of Jared Kushner. And Bubby Ray Kushner was one of the first Talmidos of Sarah Schneer in Beis Yaakov in Krakow. Isn't that interesting? And my grandmother, Zichron Livracha, as well, was very fortunate. She lived in the town of Pressburg. She was the first girl in her family to get a strong Jewish education. Because that's when they opened the Beis Yaakov. When she was a little kid, she was able to be in the Beis Yaakov class. And when she was in Auschwitz, she banded together with a bunch of other Beis Yaakov girls. There's actually a book about it, if you want to read about it. It's called To Vanquish the Dragon. But regardless of what, women didn't know the translation to Hebrew was possible. The other part of this is a little bit more perplexing. And that is that women are for sure going to forget. So like this. Even though the words of the Mishnah Berurah look one way. But if you look in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, which we have a copy of, not here, but it exists. You can find it online. In the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, it's not exactly, he doesn't say exactly the way the Mishnah Berurah makes it sound. He says something different. He says that he brings the words of the Mishnah Berurah, but he adds onto it. And he says, we're not scared that women are going to forget a day. Why are they going to forget a day more than anybody else? Rather, he says, that they're going to forget a day, perhaps, and continue counting with a bracha. Because they don't know the halacha. So, the point here is not that we're scared they're going to forget a day. Maybe they'll forget a day, maybe they won't forget a day. But if they forget a day, if a man forgets it, he'll go to the Rav. I forgot a day. The Rav said, you can't say a bracha anymore. But she's going to continue counting. Okay, I forgot one day, so I'm going to continue counting. That's a problem. Because then she's going to continue making brachas levatala. So says the Sefer himself. The Shulchan Shlomo says this himself. But think for a minute, and we'll take what Josh wants to say. Think about this. So it comes out the exact opposite from what we were thinking tonight. Correct? He doesn't have an issue so much with the fact that she's going to miss a day. So if you know you're going to miss a day, a person, God forbid, knows he's going to miss a day, go be continue counting. He's more concerned about what happens if you miss a day and you continue counting the rest of the night with a bracha. But he's not so concerned about the right. It's not so concerned that you're going to miss a day.
which is really strange. So he's learned like the Bahag, that it's one big mitzvah, but he doesn't have an issue with you starting if you know you're going to miss, even if you hold like the Bahag. It's more of a problem that if you miss, you're not going to know what to do afterwards, and you can continue counting with a bracha, even though you shouldn't be doing it. That's his concern with the nashim, with the women. In my family, my mom, the nashim in my family, my mom used to make a cheesecake for every kid that completed the 49 days with a bracha. You got your own personal pan cheesecake, VIP cheesecake. And I know we had 9 kids. It's a lot of cheesecake. Anyways, it's okay. Not everyone remembered to say with the bracha. But if we remembered, you got your own cheesecake. I don't know. In my house, there's a good streak going. I think my wife and my girls are still going strong with saying the bracha. Also, you have to understand something. The days of the Mishnah Berurah were before smartphones. You couldn't get text messages. You couldn't have a reminder on your phone. You couldn't get, you know, like Kanaan Har, between my phone ringing and between just, you know.
You cannot use the smartphone.
What's a smartphone? Anyways, you could use a smartphone. You just have to have a filter on it. All right, further. However, that's still difficult. To understand the words of the Shulchan Shlomo is troubling, though. So I don't understand something, though. He's saying, I hold it's one big mitzvah like the Bahag, but I'm going to let you start even if you know you're going to miss a day. How can you do that? L'maisa, if it's one mitzvah, and you know you're going to miss a day. So then you're saying a bracha levatala for the first 2 days, 2 weeks, until you get up to that day that you miss a whole day. How can he let you do that? It's just difficult to say. So how do you wrap your head around such a thing? You know you're going to miss a mitzvah, and we still start saying with a bracha. It's difficult to understand. Okay, so.
I don't like the way you read the question, which is it's assumed that they might miss a day.
Okay.
As opposed to you know you're
going to miss. I hear. Okay, so let's forget about this for a moment. Let's just understand the words of the sefer, whatever it's called, the Shulchan Shlomo himself. Forget about you. But the concept that he's saying is a difficult concept. What's he saying? That you may miss a day. That doesn't bother us so much. What really bothers us? They're going to continue counting with a bracha. So why doesn't it bother him, though, that you may miss a day? That's the problem. Okay. So let's go a little bit further. So there's a few very interesting similarities to this. One is in the Ritva. Listen to this very interesting Ritva. The Ritva Meseches Chulin, near the end of the Mesechta, not Mamish, the Ritva says, two-thirds in, field goal range. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ritva says like this. If a person washed his hands, Netilat Yadayim for eating before he eats bread, he says, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu on Netilat Yadayim. And then he decides he doesn't want to eat. Is that okay? Or he has to find bread, make hamotzi. Because the moment he decides that he doesn't want to eat, the bracha on Netilat Yadayim is a bracha levatala. It's a bracha in vain. I would have said, dude, find some bread. I mean, do it. Do something. Don't talk for the next 6 hours. That's obviously
what I'm saying.
I hear, but you don't. If you decide to wash your hands right now, you make a bracha about Tehillat Yadayim? No. Only on Tehillat Yadayim for what? For bread. So the Ritva says, a very big chiddush, he says, Ein bekach klum, en baya. He says, and we. Okay, if you wait too long, it's Hesach Hadat. But let's say it's a minute later, and your wife's like, hello? You just washed. You're like, I changed my mind. So the Ritva says it's okay. Why? He says we don't obligate you to eat, so it shouldn't be a bracha batala. Because since when you washed your hands, you did the mitzvah netilas yadayim, and you were planning on eating. So therefore, at that point, there was still a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. If you decide later not to do it, it's not a bracha levatala. When you did it, it was a good bracha. Oh, so Kobe, we could say from this, that's why we're bringing this. Excellent, Phil. That we could say the same thing about the omer. If let's say. Let's just go with a regular person who misses, okay? 37 days in, he misses the 37th day. So he could be thinking to himself, I just made 36 bracha levatalas. Two times chai bracha levatalas. Two times chai brachas in vain. But according to this ritva, you haven't said brachas in vain. Because when you were saying them, you were still obligated. Okay, so the circumstances changed. But at least you said the brachas until now. Okay? So maybe, you could say the same thing by the guy going into surgery, you know? You would love to say every single time. And you have a chiyuv to say, okay, something's circumstantial is going to come up and it's not going to let you finish it, but at least you got 36 brachos and those are not necessarily bracha levatalas. Maybe we could say that. That's the ritva. But on the flip side, that's not the same way.
Because he knows he's not going to finish it. The other guy,
never intended
to. Okay, possibly. I hear. But at least it does give a little bit of, it does frame it a drop differently. Then Tosfos and Ksubas is another very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says in Maseches Ksubas, we have a concept called a Zava. What's a Zava? So there's two kinds of Zava. There's a Zava, there could be a Zava Gedola, a Zava Katana. But let's go with a Zava Gedola because that's easier. So a woman finishes her period. She cleans up, she finishes her period. She goes to the mikvah. And now, a few days later, she sees a flow of blood again. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Then she's considered a Zava Gedola. And she has to count 7 clean days and go to the mikvah. Not to be mixed up with a regular Nida. This is not at the times of her expected period. By the way, if she's flowing not in the times of her expected period heavily 3 days, she should probably call Dr. Siegel's practice. Possibly. Huh? They do? Or they don't do that, you're saying? Or they call him every day? Josh, Zava? Anyways.
Zava line one.
Anyways. So, what happens? So what happens? She has to count 7 days. Asks Tosfos a question. What does the Torah say? V'safra la shivas yamim. She should count 7 days. Then she should go to the mikvah and she become tahar. Says Tosfos, does she make a bracha? No. She should make a bracha. She should go to the mikvah and she'll be tahar. I'm counting the 7 akim. Why is that any different than when the Torah says v'sfartam lachem when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So Tosfos answers.
She doesn't say a bracha one. I'm sorry.
On when she counts her 7 clean days. I'm sorry. She has to count 7 clean days. So she doesn't make a bracha. So Tosfos asks, why not? By Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah said, "Usfarkam lachem," same words, and you make a bracha. So she should make a bracha also.
You make
each night. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach. Yishom Tzivanu Asfiras HaYimei Atar. Shiva Sinei Tar. Count the 7 Atar. Hayom, Yom Echad Atar. Hayom, Beis Yom Atar. Just to point out something fascinating. In the Yakisha world, in Germany, when a woman got her period and then she's ready to have the 7 days of Tara, she would count every night in German. Heute ist, whatever. Heute Nacht, bei Nacht ist das erste Nacht von die, I don't know how you say.
Up or down?
Huh?
Did she count up or down?
First night, second night, third night, fourth night, fifth. They would actually, it was a missed minute. They didn't make a bracha, but they would actually count. But that's Tosfos' question. Why is Zava any different than Sfiras HaOmer? So Tosfos says like this. He says, Omer la'olam yachal levarach. Omer, if under normal circumstances, you should be able to finish the 49. But a Zava, what happens if all of a sudden she sees blood now? It eradicates it. It gets rid of the previous days. They don't count anymore. And there's a possibility that that's going to happen. We can't let her make a bracha. Because there's a strong possibility that... And then if it happens, she never had the Zayin Nikim. She didn't have any of the Nikim. It's nothing. Because clearly it shows us that she was never Tahira in the first place. Therefore, she doesn't make a bracha. So it sounds like this Tosfos maybe argues on the Ritva. Because on the Ritva, what's the problem? You made a bracha for 3 nights. And now she got her period. Whatever she got, she saw blood. So, okay, but she made a bracha okay, just like the TLC diet. What's the difference?
So you're counting up to a goal that you will never restart. In the Zav case, you're negating, you're actually negating all the days. It goes to zero. It's a zero set. So therefore, it's really not the same. One is part of a global thing. You can never go. So when you're counting, it doesn't...
You say if you miss a night...
When you count the day, your intent stays there. It never can be negated. You can lose the whole thing, but that itself, it's integral part. Well, in the case of the Zav, it's negating if you want prayer.
Beautiful. So the Mefarshim point this out, exactly what Josh is saying. That when a woman sees, so she counts 3 days, and all of a sudden she sees, so it comes out she was never clean, if you want to call it that. So she never counted. So she didn't count. You can't make a bracha. But by Sfiras HaOmer, even if you hold it to one big mitzvah, you did count. You just didn't do the whole thing. That's not necessarily a bracha levat on. So the Achronim say exactly what Josh is saying. The Ben Ish Chai says, such an interesting thing. Ben Ish Chai says that if you only end up counting half the days, so you have a chatzi shir. We have an halacha, a concept, where called chatzi shir. You're not allowed to eat a kazayis of pork. How about if you eat half a kazayis? So asr, it's a machokas, if it's asr min ha-Torah, it's asr min drabbanan, you're definitely not allowed to eat it. But some say it's even asr min ha-Torah. To be punished, a person has to eat a kazayis, an olive oil. But to eat a half a kazayis of pork, that's prohibited also from the Torah. So Ben Chaim wants to say, for God only does 34 days of the Omer. It's like, he didn't do the whole Omer, he didn't have the Omer. But when a woman, he says, but the Ben Chaim says, but a woman who doesn't do 2 or 3 days, she did nothing. It's zero.
Yeah, the pork is not a good example because it's something that's forbidden. It would be better if he said, you ain't eat. Shouldn't be saying a bracha
or a pepsi, right? Well, lechem, yeah, but matzah. A guy's only going to eat a half a kazayis of matzah on Leil Pesach,
right.
So he doesn't make a bracha on that.
Right.
I hear. Okay. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But he's trying. In other words, I think his point here is just that if you did 33 days, at least you did a mitzvah for 33 days. It doesn't negate it.
Right.
But if a woman sees it, negates it, uproots it, it's really similar to the first answer. But so writes the Ben Ish Chai. Then, our next step is Rabbi Avad Yosef. Rabbi Avad Yosef in his Tshuva Sefer, his response to Yabia Omer. So Rabbi Avad Yosef asks, how could any person start counting Sfirat HaOmer? Notice I said Sfirat HaOmer. I'm just quoting from Rabbi Avad Yosef, you have to say, right? How could a person start counting Sefirat HaOmer? Maybe they'll die. And if they'll die, then they're not going to carry it, finish out Sfirat HaOmer? That's the question he asks. So says Tzvi, what he means Tzvi means to say, this would be a nice answer, that saying Sfirat HaOmer is keeps you alive. Hashem, well, you can't. Guy's like, whoa, one second here. Sfirat HaOmer, I got to finish it up. I thought about the same thing also, I'll be honest. Anyways, but that's not what Rabbi Avadi Yosef says, sorry. So, and are you going to say, it's not, I mean, most people have a cheskas chayim, we're still considered like, you know, we're still alive. We find in the Gemara, in Masachas Gittin, that something that's over a span of 30 days, that we do suspect that maybe the person is no longer alive and stuff like that, if they're missing for 30 days. So maybe, I don't know, maybe says Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that's a problem. So he says like this. He says that, because he's asking this question on Tosfos. Tosfos says that a woman that's a Zava doesn't say a bracha because maybe she's going to see. If so, maybe he's going to die. That's how he asked the question by Sfirat HaOmer. So he says like this. He says, Tosfos. Oh, who's talking? Who asked the question about Zava? Tosfos. Remember Tosfos from before? What's Tosfos' opinion? That every night is his own individual mitzvah. Okay, he's got no problem then. Okay, Sfirat HaOmer, you could say. You can't negate it because each night is its own mitzvah. However, so Tosfos, he says, this question doesn't even start. Maybe the guy's going to die. Beautiful. I mean, not beautiful, but he's going to die. But he said Sfirat HaOmer for 33 days. That's beautiful. That's not a problem. So according to Tosfos, he says that's not an issue whatsoever. That's what he says. Lamaisa. Oh, and he also brings another difference. And this is something which is, you can understand this. He's mechalik between Sfirat HaOmer and between a woman counting. Sfirat HaOmer is a national mitzvah. Everyone's doing it. Okay, you go to shul, Sfirat HaOmer. You come to school in the morning. Oh, did you say Sfirat HaOmer? You look at your phone, Sfirat HaOmer. You come into the workplace, Sfirat HaOmer. You know, everywhere you go, there's Sfirat HaOmer in you. So there's less of a concern that a person's going to slip up and not say. But Ziva is a very personal thing. The woman herself, maybe her husband knows about it, hopefully, you know. So that's something personal. There, they're not so confident that a person's going to remember, so they erred on the side of caution, and they said, don't make a bracha in case you're going to mess it up. So says Rabbi Avad Yosef a little bit later on. Lamasa. If a person knows they have to go into surgery, and they're going to miss a 24, 36-hour period, they're going to miss the other Omer. What should they do? So the poskim say that they should not count with a bracha, but they should do like a person who missed. They should get each night, go to shul, find the guy that's saying Sfirat HaOmer, listen to his bracha, and then count themselves. So wait. And, you know, and if they end up counting that night, you know, they end up getting it in that day, they continue counting with a bracha. And if they don't, well, at least they still have Tosfos to go on, that they still get a mitzvah for every night that they count. That's what it says, Lamasa. However, if there's no one else around, and he's on the 14th night of the Omer, and there's no one around, what should he do? So then, the poskim say, he could count with a bracha. Why? Because it's a svek sveka. Maybe he'll end up counting. He doesn't know. Okay, he's scheduled for surgery, but maybe he will get it. And even if he doesn't get it, we hold like Tosfos. That says each night is its own mitzvah. No different than a person who's mislipic. Is not sure if he said Sfirat HaOmer. Therefore, the halachas, he can continue counting with the bracha. Yeah. Yes, Steve. Okay. It's a shame that Josh and Phil had to go because they're really going to miss a very Yishmaka piece now. So listen very carefully to this next piece. It's a totally different understanding in the opinion of the Bahag. Let's step back for a moment. The Bahag said that if a person misses a night, he can't continue counting anymore. Why? Because you need Shava, Shabbosos, Taminos. You need 7 complete weeks. How did the Chinuch understand it? That's one big, fat, juicy mitzvah with 49 components. But that's just the Chinuch's interpretation of the Bahag. I want to share with you a different interpretation. This also comes from a great Sephardic rabbi, Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the Rosh Hashiva of Parat Yosef in Yerushalayim.
very special man, and he says a beautiful pshat. This is how he says. So just as a way of introduction to understand this pshat a little bit better, here's how it works. So we have many mitzvos that have to do with amira, with speaking. For example, kriya shema. It's a verbal mitzvah. Tefillah, prayer, verbal mitzvah. Birkas hamazon, verbal mitzvah. Now, could kriya shema, could birkas hamazon be said in a different language? Or does it have to say in Hebrew? The halacha is you can say it in any language. Or in Hebrew. There's just one difference. If you say it in any language, you have to understand that language. It means I could not say kriya shema in French. Because I don't, even if I'm pronouncing it 100% properly, I don't understand French. But I could say kriya shema in Hebrew if I don't understand it. Okay? This applies. Kriya shema, birkas hamazon, tefillah, etc., etc. I always say when we do like very secular bar mitzvahs, we had two this past Sunday. So I got up there and I said, you know, for those of you that are not comfortable with the Hebrew, you can always pray in English. God understands English. He told me. You see, like, the whole place. What? I'm like, I'm just kidding. He didn't tell me, but I know he understands English or he wouldn't be God. But anyways, first of all, this is a very interesting thing. Why is that? Why is it that if you don't understand it, the language, you can't? I couldn't say it in French because I don't understand French. Mon Dieu, why not?
So who doesn't understand that in Hebrew?
He should be able to say it. Yeah, why,
it's
Lama?
It's okay to them to say that.
Why is it okay to say it? Why? So listen to how interesting this is. Well, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Who made up that this is a watch? Who said that this is called a watch? Who said? A bunch of people got together, and the first watch that was created, they said, watch. And everyone said, uh-huh, watch. Correct? And then they said, you know, apple. And everyone said, mm-hmm, apple. An apple is not intrinsically A-P-P-L-E. A watch is not intrinsically W-A-T. It's just a universal agreement that if you speak English, it's an apple, it's a watch. Lashon HaKodesh, the word for apple, tapuach, is the essence, it is be'etzem, the word for an apple. And that's why we find in Lashon HaKodesh, words, the shorish of every word means something. It means something. So for example, how do you say in Hebrew, a building, a binyan? How do you say a brick? Levena. At least in Lashon HaKodesh. How do you say a son? A ben. Why? Because he's the next. He's building onto the previous generation. How do you understand, perceptive knowledge in Hebrew? Bina. Because you're building on your previous knowledge. Intrinsically, those words are all connected to one another. MS, or emet. What's MS? It's Aleph, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Mem, the middle letter. Tav, the last letter, because the truth is the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, in Hebrew, words have intrinsic meaning. And you could go through this. It's amazing. I'm just going to give another example. I know it's known to do with this. Let's look at all the different parts.
I'm sure there is in other languages.
Go ahead.
The shortest. I don't know. I only can tell you five languages.
I don't think there is. I don't think there is. Maybe Hungarian because it's such a special language. Anyways, that was for you to see. But anyways, listen to how interesting this is. In Hebrew, how do you say a tongue? Lashon. You have to use your tongue to say the word. How do you say throat? Garon. You have to use the throat to say
it.
How do you say, you know, the upper palate and the back palate? Chech. In Lashon HaKodesh. You have to say?
But if you had surgery, you cannot say that.
Okay, you're right. How do you say lips? Sifasayim. You got to get the lips involved to say it properly. It's so interesting that every right? How do you say teeth? Shinayim. You have to have teeth. If you don't have teeth, try saying shinayim. Shor. Okay. So it's so interesting. So Lashon HaKodesh is be'etzem. It's a language. It's a real language. And that's why, by the way, I'll tell you, I could go to a lecture on a secular topic. I take notes in Hebrew. It's half the amount of work. Right? From in front of you. Five words. Hebrew, milfanecha. One word. Correct? Hebrew has its own funny things in it. I remember when I was in yeshiva, the payphone in the yeshiva rang. In those days, they had something called asimonim, these little coins that you put in, whatever. The payphone rings. So I knocked, they said, I said, Shalom, mize, miyata rotze, what do you want? Nachtu rotzim Yisrael. We want Yisrael, he's in room, whatever. So I go knock on Yisrael Zoom. I said, Yisrael, yesh chasicha telephone, lemata, shama. You have a phone call. He says, ani lo yachol lageshet la telephone. I can't come to the telephone. I said, lama? Why not? Ani mefujam. said slicha. Ani mefujam. He's in pajamas. Mefujam. I am in pajamas. You know. So yes, Hebrew had to borrow certain words from other languages, but that's the reason. That's the svar. This is not a fun. This is not a joke. This is serious. That's why even if you don't know Hebrew, you could say the words because you're still saying it. But if you don't know what you're saying, so then because some guy made up that this isn't, they're not saying anything. However, Zok the Mishnah Berura, says the Mishnah Berura, Kasva Achvonim, Nachronim right. The Svira Mutar Becha Lashon. A person could count in any language. Ubovad Sheyavano So Lashon. But you have to understand the French. You want to count in French? You have to know French. You want to count in Russian? You have to know the Russian. Vimeno Maven, if you don't understand it, doesn't work. Afilu Belashon Akodesh. If you don't understand Hebrew, you can't count in Hebrew. Why? You could say Kriyat Shema in Hebrew if you don't understand it. You could say Birkas HaMazon in Hebrew if you don't understand it. You could say Tefillah, you could pray in Hebrew if you don't understand it. Why is Sfiras HaOmer the anomaly? Says the Mishnah Berura, Dekeven Delo Yada Mai Ka'amar, if you don't know what you're saying, Ein Zeh Sfira, that's not counting. The point of Sfiras HaOmer is not to pay lip service to God for 49 days. It's to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you don't know what you're saying, even in Hebrew, you're not counting. So it's a very interesting understanding from the Mishnah Berura that Sfiras HaOmer is not an amira. It's not a verbal task like everything else. It's counting. Now that we understand this, a bunch of things are slowly but surely going to fall into place.
You have to count aloud.
Huh?
You have to
be able to hear what you're saying. You should be able to, yeah. You're right. It manifests itself in Dibur. You can't just go, right? But the point is Svira. And you'll see a bunch of interesting things. The Dvar Avram writes something fascinating. It says, imagine if you're on a business trip. You lost your phone, you're not near a computer, and you're in Wichita, Kansas, and the Chabad is out of business there for the week. Now, you're not sure if it's the 18th night of Sfiras HaOmer or the 19th. You just don't remember. And you just can't get it together. So here, why don't you just do it this? And say, today's the 21st, today's the 22nd. Because you know it's one of the two. You're Yotze in that situation? Mm-mm, says the Dvar Avraham, you can't make a bracha.
Why?
What do you mean? But you definitely said the right. So the point is counting. If you don't know what you're saying, that's not counting. That's just lip service. Sfiras HaOmer is not lip service, says the Dvar Avraham.
Okay, so let's go just a drop further over here to bring what we were saying together. According to this, we understand maybe the Bahag means something different. Maybe what the Bahag is saying, the Bahag says, if you miss one night, you can't count anymore. Maybe the Bahag holds that each night is its own mitzvah. The Chinuch said he holds it's one big mitzvah. Everyone thinks, but maybe not. Maybe he holds each night is its own individual mitzvah. But still, if you miss a night, what happens? Can't count anymore, because if you miss one number, that ain't counting,
right?
Like my kids used to say, 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100. I counted to 100 very quick, right?
That's not counting. It doesn't count, right? So Memela Kubi the Bahag holds. You know what he means when he says you need tamimos? You have to count the whole unit of 49. You miss one night, even though each night is its own individual mitzvah. It is its own individual mitzvah, but if you miss one night, you can count. And according to this, it would make so much sense. Why, according to the Bahag, you make a bracha each night? Because we asked originally, the Brisker Rav asked, if you hold it to one big mitzvah, why are you making a bracha? And he says, because since you're still doing it, it's a different component. So I asked Tony, we don't find such a thing. Actually, we don't find such a thing. But each night is its own mitzvah, even according to the Bahag. So of course you can make your own bracha each night. That would make a lot of sense. It answers the Brisker Rav's question. I want to take it even a step further. That could be, according to this, if a guy knows he's going to miss the 33rd night of the 33rd day of the Omer, he could still count. Why? Because the counting, day number one, is counting appropriately. Day number two, he's still counting appropriately. Day number 27, he's still counting appropriately. 32, he's still counting appropriately. Okay, he didn't finish it. But right now, he's counting properly. So he can't count because he's going to miss a night eventually. But right now, he gets a mitzvah for every night that he counts. Correct? It's only mikanu laba from now on if you miss a day you can't say anymore. But till now, you were doing okay. So it could be, now if a guy knows he's going to miss a day, he's able to do that. Now, what comes out of this, which is very interesting, is there's a big shiloh, which we talked about last year, if a kid becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer. Because the first 27 days, He wasn't a bar chiyuva, and his counting is not really considered like he did a mitzvah. So the question, could he count with a bracha? Maybe not. Maybe he's missing the first 27 days. But they want to say that according to this, he could. Because if the point of Svirasa Omer is counting, then on day number 27, when he comes bar mitzvah, you can't say he didn't count. He did count. Maybe the mitzvah... Right. Maybe the counting didn't have very good the value of a bar chiyuva, of someone that was obligated. But you can't say this kid didn't count. He counted every single night. That counts. Maybe continue counting with a bracha.
Are you saying he started counting before his bar mitzvah, but he didn't use a bracha?
He did with a bracha, but he was not chayev. It's like a kid who only has an obligation the last 33 days of the Omer. So most say that's a problem. You can't start counting 33 days into the Omer. But according to this, as long as he's... But he did say it every night. It doesn't make a difference, but it's not considered counting a lot. But according to this, maybe it would be better. Because the bottom line is that the point is counting, he is up to number 33. Okay, maybe he didn't get a mitzvah in the first, but he's still up to number 33. Could be according to that, Allah has he be able to get it. Shkoyach, have a great night. Thank you for participating.